What is up, everyone? Welcome back to Shut the Fuck Up, Anime is On. If you are still listening with our inconsistent uploading, thank you so much. Truly thank appreciate you. It. Yeah. it's kind of just sporadic now when the episodes get uploaded. But you know what? If you're still sticking around, you're a real one, and we appreciate that. Eventually, we'll get back to uploading every single Monday once I get my life together. But until then, it's a nice little random surprise for you guys throughout the week. You're welcome. So I am your one and only host, Frankie, aka Pixel Potato, and I am joined today with my lovely, lovely co-host, Queen of Daddies. How are you today?
What's up? It's Andrea, Queen of Daddies. I am good. Tired, just ate food, and I'm ready to talk about anime.
Woo! Woo! All right, Mr. Two Shins, aka Coke, how are you?
All right, good. I actually got a review from a customer at my work, like a Google review, and they called me Coke in their review. Oh, so that's my nickname at work too. So I'm just gonna change my name.
It's because, guys, his name, every time we type it in the chat, it auto corrects to Coke instead of Cole. So
Cole's kinda a common name. Like, what?
Yeah. I guess Coke is more common. I don't know.
You could be Coca-Cola.
Ooh. Coca-Cola.
I don't know about Coca-Cola. That. Maybe that'll be like my porn name if I ever jump the
That's
shark.
Your stage name. Yeah, it's perfect. Coca-Cola, come on down.
Jesus. That's it. That's what we're calling him now.
Yeah, Coca-Cola. Okay. Oh, yes. All right, Mr. A-Town Ryan. How
yes.
are you?
I am doing fine. And it is my turn to lead this underrated series. It was very hard for me to pick this anime. Well, no, pick an underrated anime because most of the things I love, it's usually beloved anyway. And so it was, and long form too. Like, so some of them, these ones I could have picked would have took you way too long to really get through. So I was like, all right, what's short, what's sweet, and really stuck with me throughout the years given the concept. So today we're going to be doing Eating of the East.
Woo, woo!
Eating
woo,
of woo, the woo. East.
That's right, guys. This is installment number 3 on our underrated anime series, Steins;Gate, Madoka Magic. And up next, well, up now, is Eden of the East. Okay, now I'm gonna bite my tongue. I'm gonna bite my tongue. Cole.
Bite your Cole.
Before, yeah, bite my Cole.
Sorry. Tongue, right?
So damn. Before we get into it real quick, since Cole wasn't on the Madoka Magic episode, yeah. Cole, what was just your overall view of Madoka Magic?
I liked it a lot. My only criticism is that there are probably a few episodes that you could skip no problem and you wouldn't miss a beat in the overall arc of the story. But it started off as like kind of like a cutesy Sailor Moon sort of anime, which kind of threw me for a loop, but then it kind of took like a dark turn, not as dark as I thought it was going to be based on what you guys said. Not what you guys said initially. It's just, I took what you said and fucking ran with it. I'm like, oh, okay, cool. People are going to be fucking like crazy shit. But no, it was some crazy shit. When in perspective as like starting off as like, we're magical girls. And like going from that to like what it ends up being, where she fucking sinks with the Reapers at the end and becomes the algorithm that, like, yeah, it's pretty wild. So definitely I would say that's definitely this kind of anime that in my opinion does not deserve to be underrated. I think that anime should be more well known as far as it goes. Just because it completely throws you for a loop. And typically, like, for example, like what I said in the group chat, like the Doki Doki Literature Club, like that game threw you for a fucking loop. And the reason why, that's why it got so popular. I feel like this show kind of does the same thing, just not to as dark of an extent. But it definitely hits some notes that are like, oh, Jesus, like, wasn't expecting that. Like, so... yeah, the tone differential from episode 2 to episode like 14 is like Jesus. So yeah, I thought
14?
It was good.
What show were you watching?
You know what I mean. You know, like later on. Well, so, it was 12 episodes, right?
Did you consider what's the Ukabe? Now that's your anime. Wait, what's the little cat demon thingy? His name?
Hyubei.
Did you consider Hyubei a villain or no?
Definitely a villain, for sure. Really?
Okay.
Yeah. Okay. I think that the fact that he was hiding the fact that magical girls become witches later, that's kind of fucked up.
He didn't hide it. Well, it was just more of you had to ask.
You had to ask.
It was a lie by omission.
But
that is, I will say,
you would have to care, and that's the one thing we talked about. He didn't care enough about people's feelings because emotions and things like that is foreign to him.
Yeah. So
I think he looked at humans and everything as like ants. So if you step on an ant, you care about his feelings that you stepped on it.
Actually.
And so
I feel like since it is humans, I think in some circumstances, malice is less evil than indifference. So like not caring about a human
also,
is
the reason
sometimes
why
more evil than not liking a human.
The villain also thing, the reason why I think we had spoke about the villain arc is that he basically said, do you know how much we've saved based on like the few little girls? So he's like, and that's why I guess he couldn't understand it. That's why with the emotions thing, he was so disconnected. He's like, you guys have been saved on such a grander scale based on the couple of what, little bit of hundreds of you girls that take this choice. So I always saw it, like you said, indifference. He was still going toward saving overall. I mean, it's almost like the Thanos argument. The only thing with Thanos is that he knew what he was doing was bad, and he had emotions attached.
No, I don't think that Thanos knew what he was doing was wrong. He viewed it.
No,
as
he
fair.
Knew. He knew. He knew. He knew it was wrong. He knew it was wrong.
Was
That's
he
why
wrong,
he had the emotions.
Though? But was
it was
it really
more,
wrong though?
In his
was it the
in
wrong
his,
decision.
His mind, it was the greater good.
Yeah.
And I feel like Hyubei kind of had the same sort of deal where it was like, yeah, you, we're like putting y'all through this, but you know how many we've saved because of that.
Yeah.
Skynet kind of made the same argument. It's like we're protecting humans from killing each other by destroying all the humans. So, yeah, I would definitely put Hyubei like in the same. Actually, I'd put them in the same category as like Skynet and Thanos. Like, so yeah, definitely.
Oh yeah, he's definitely in the same category as Thanos. Like
bad guy for sure.
Just like I said, Thanos just had emotions, which kind of made it more like a. Are you doing and this for the right reason?
Also, I will give Hyubei credit that when he was offered an alternative, what did he do? He's like, okay, let's see it. And that was the most villain. Like, no, I'm going to stop you. No. His more, like, because he was forever the scientist. So he was so disconnected. He's like, you have a better way? Let's see it. And when it happened, it was like, oh, that's cool.
Yeah, he was 100% pragmatic, which could be evil sometimes and could work out for the best sometimes.
Yeah. What would your one wish be?
My one wish?
Yeah. See if yours is just as fucked up as ours.
What did y'all wish for?
You didn't listen to the episode.
No,
how
I'm
dare
sorry.
You?
Wow. It's okay. I don't listen to the episodes either, guys.
Well, you were there.
I listen to the episodes. I just haven't had a lot of like listening time. I haven't even listened to the Steins Gate episode, and I was on it.
Andrea's was controlling people's subconscious.
Yeah.
No, or astral. Yeah.
I was going into people's subconsciouses.
Yeah. Oh, okay. Alex wanted to be able to see people's destinies. Fate? Yeah, their fates.
Oh,
okay. I don't remember what mine was, honestly.
Your shit was.
Mine was
bad.
What was yours?
Mine was horrible. But I
knew it was bad. It was real really fucked bad. Up.
It was some sort of mind control.
It was similar. Yeah.
Similar. I think that's what I want. I think I wanted to be able to do mind control people and make them do whatever I wanted. I wouldn't use it for bad too much though. So
whatever you wanted.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All Azad had to do with changing human behavior. I know that.
Pretty much, yeah.
I was the
least evil.
I would like the ability to be able to swap my consciousness into a younger version of myself.
Okay.
So essentially D-males.
Oh gosh.
No, but honestly.
Of course, it comes back to Steins;Gate.
You know, yeah, if you could take what you know now and pop it into like 10 years ago, like how much more good decisions would you have made?
This sounds like a very familiar premise that was talked about off air. But all right, I won't open that can of worms.
It doesn't matter what power I choose because Kang decided everything beforehand anyway.
We're not doing this. Damn it, Frankie. Let us move on.
I'm just saying, literally, it's.
It's not a contrivance if we write it into this
of knowing what your future is, and then
Eden of the East, ladies and gentlemen.
Yes, Eden of the East, everyone. So before we get Alex's little,
let's go around the horn
on it. Let's start with. Well, Cole just explained Madoka magic. So Andrea.
I knew I would be first. I liked this anime. Let me think about how I want to say. I liked the idea of this anime. I thought like the whole story consistently was very like it kind of caught your attention. The only thing that it was like was the ending of the anime just left a lot of things open. Mm-hmm. But then when you watch the movie, it kind of closes it up a little bit, but it's still kind of, it's interesting. It's a good anime. There's also concepts that we don't have here in America that they talked about, which confused me, like the neets.
Actually, that does exist here. It we does just exist, call them but differently.
We don't have the same name. Technically, so
all of you guys are neets.
I have what a job. Neets?
No, it's not about having a job. It's not about having a job. It's what you have the job in. So basically it's considered like neet is basically someone that has a job within like tech, business, high industry, like college graduate, something that contributes to society.
I'm a nail tech. So does that count?
No, you're not. You're a neet. They would look at you as, well, you're not doing anything to contribute to the greater good.
Okay.
So the way I'm saying, I don't want to say it like I'm judging you guys.
I know what you mean though.
Yeah. So it's like,
that was one of the concepts. Cause I think it was the way that they didn't really go into explaining it because that's something like,
yeah. Cause that's, I think that's a very regional thing.
Yeah. So went into it and was like, I don't understand this word.
So yeah, young person's not engaged in employment, education, employment, or training.
I
have a license.
I work for the mouse. So
Andrea, you are like,
I'm not.
Yeah.
You're considered like you do what you have to do, like to get money and stuff.
Yeah.
But it's not contributing to anything down the line. That's basically how they view
it. It's not like owning a business or.
Yes.
Yeah. That sucks.
Yeah.
So that was the problem. was why they were viewed as nothing. And remember, this is Japanese culture where if you don't have those things, you're not considered much.
This is a show where I think a lot of the concepts, just because of how they were presented, confused me. And then, but yeah, we'll get into more of it. But yeah. That was one of my initial ones that we're just like, okay, I'll just go along
for the ride.
Yeah.
Okay, Cole, what was your view on Eden of the East?
I thought the premise was really, really good. I thought they could have done a lot more with it. I feel like this is a very, very a small slice of what could have been a giant delicious pie, even though I didn't watch the two movies. But if you're going to put up a show, you shouldn't have to say, oh yeah, you got to watch these two movies to get it.
That's part of the show though.
I know, but it's the same criticism that I put with movies. Like if you want me to judge the movie, you shouldn't say, okay, you got to watch this show that coalesces with it. Like, no, you need to make it understandable from start to finish in a certain medium. Unless it's a direct sequel or prequel.
That's exactly what it is though. It literally takes off right after that, the show. That's why I think what they did is they just, instead of doing all the episodes laid out, they just put them all together.
Yeah, but I think that if they really had like that as the plan from the beginning, then they would have just made it a part of the show, right?
You never know with production schedules and stuff. Things happen. Yeah.
Because I feel like the way that they ended it was a good way to like wrap up the story. I didn't feel like that particular story could have been engaged more. I just feel like there could have been done more like within that universe. That's pretty much how I feel about it. I don't think any of the characters, the main characters, I don't think any of them were like particularly interesting. So it was a little hard to keep my attention at some point, but there were a couple of them that were cool. So that kind of like kept me going a little bit farther into the show. I really globbed on around like episode, like, I think it was like 5 or 6. I texted in the group chat a particular moment that we'll get to later. But yeah, I didn't think the main character was kind of like a lame Jason Bourne. I don't know. I couldn't really like get attached to him, I guess. He started off good, like him like showing up naked at the White House, I thought was funny. Like I thought I was like, oh, okay, this is funny. But then like, I don't know, the whole trying to find out why, I don't know. I don't want to give my entire opinion of the entire show right now. But yeah, that was my first like blah of thought was, yeah, I feel like there's a lot more that they could have done. Like this show probably could have been like 5 seasons if they wanted to.
I think something happened and they weren't able to do a second season, and that's why they did movies. I think I may have read that, but
that might be right. I mean,
that might be at somebody else's show too, so I don't know.
Yeah, maybe.
Yeah, so I kind of in agreement with Cole. It was good. I enjoyed it. But I felt like I didn't watch the 2 movies, so there's only so much that my opinion actually stands here until I watch those 2 movies. But this is a show that definitely, like, if you told me there were 5 seasons, I would watch all 5 seasons. I felt like it should have been bigger than just, I didn't even realize it was 12 episodes. I thought it was 24 episodes until I got the episode 10 on Funimation. It said there's only 2 episodes left. There was only 1 episode left. And I was like, what? Like, this doesn't make any sense. Like, I thought there was more. Just because everything they introduced, it was just so vast. And I felt like, yeah, they should have just extended it out. And like you said, there was probably something with production why they couldn't make a second season and they just went into movies. So until I watch the next 2 movies, which I definitely will, like I said, my opinion still able to be waived here. I'm still able to waver a little bit, but probably towards episode like 9, I started losing a little bit of interest, and I don't know why. I don't know if it was because they were like introducing so many things and so many things were like in motion. So, and then, like I said, once I got to episode 10 and realized like there's only 1 episode left, I think that kind of made me lose even a little bit more of interest, because I'm like, how are they going to be able to like wrap everything up and explain everything in 1 more episode? So yeah, I'm definitely going to need some things explained like throughout this, as we talk about things. Mm-hmm. And stuff, just because, like I said, towards episode like 8 or 9, I started losing a little bit of interest and I wasn't paying as much attention as I should have. But I liked the characters, even though Cole said they were kind of like, I liked the main guy just kind of being like a, because I kept wondering the entire time if he was going to be like really good, really bad, if he's pulling the wool over everyone's eyes or not. So I kind of liked not knowing what was going on with there. I hated the guy who was in love with the bakery girl. He was just a little bitch. I'm like, dude, Toshi.
Yeah,
need to get it together. The other, what were the names of the 12 people?
Oh, this is too many to name.
No, I'm talking about, there was like an overall name.
The Celestial. Oh, the Celestial.
The Celestial. I loved that concept so much.
Yes.
But so like I said, I just need it more explained. But you said, also, I know I texted it in the group. I was trying to figure out why the premise of the show felt familiar. And I felt like Squid Games might have gotten some influence from this show.
Well, so one thing, yeah, I'm gonna build up from that. So one thing, this covers basically slightly the battle royale type of genre, where it's you're presented with a game, there's a mysterious benefactor, and it's just go at it. So yeah, Squid Game has that part. And
if you don't win, you die.
As far as they're told it, the story. Well, the number one thing about this anime that caught me when it first was the premise, was the idea of, what if you get a phone? It's a woman on the other side, Jewies, and she gives you 10 million yen. And I had to look up the price in American. So it's 73,394,500.
10 million or 10 billion?
10 billion yen. Okay. But I'm talking in American. It's about like 70, rounded up about $74 million.
Okay.
And it's, here you go. This is how much you have. They lay out the rules. One of the rules is you cannot use it for your selfish gains, in terms of everything you do has to show that you're moving toward winning the game, moving toward and you also had the phone where you could see what other people are doing. And it was almost became like a chess game. You're seeing what other people are doing and you're reacting to what they're doing. So that premise caught me right away. It is watching this. Watching this did frustrate me when I first saw it, because it's like, do this, do that. Like some of the moves, like because everyone was doing their own thing. Everyone had their own path. Like they had the one guy that basically took all his money and created a community where everyone got free medical care and they they could never get sick. And I remember, hey, he was having a conversation. He's like, yo, you used up all your money. He's like, yeah, but this is what I have. He's like, I don't know if this wins the game, but I did the best I can. So they all had their own plans of how to fix the world. And so that really caught me. The main character, he definitely, I liked him. He was just nonchalant about it. Even after like the fact that he lost his memory. So he was just going with the flow, but he did leave like clues for himself of what to follow. And what, so I liked him in terms of like, he just was down for the game, especially when he found out the game. And he's just trying to figure out what's going on. Why did he erase his memory? Why is he connected to the 10,000 people disappearing out of nowhere? And what the hell was Careless Monday? And what was going on? So it's funny you say the end. The end I'd like, because it actually explained everything pretty much. It actually laid out what he did, why he did what, and it was kind of fucked up why he had to erase his memory. So that thing.
So I missed that part because, like you said, I didn't pay attention. Why did you have to erase his memory?
So basically, all right. So
I missed the whole premise of the show.
So he was Celestial number 9. He was number 9, right. And there was this guy named number 6. Mm-hmm. But number 6 was working for what? Number 1, I think. So like number 1 was using number 6, and they shot a bunch of missiles at Japan.
Right.
He, because you can see like what other people are doing. Tazi, the main guy. Let me just get his name, because I'm not good at these guys' names. Sorry. Yeah, Takizawa, he saw that. So what he did is he got 10,000 of the neets, basically, which are people that are Japanese society, the low people.
And they, those are the naked guys in the subway,
the naked,
right?
Guys, yeah. Okay. So yeah, he gathered the people that people wouldn't notice. He recruited them, all gave them aliases, and he used them to evacuate all the places that the missiles would hit.
Right.
And he used them as like, look, you're going to do something great. This is to save lives. So when the reason why they call it Careless Monday is that as far as the public perception was concerned, these missiles were fired. No one died. And it was blamed by the government that it was careless. Like someone's carelessly shot these missiles at somewhere. The problem was like over time, these 10,000 people started bragging about what they did. Like, yo, y'all should respect this more. We saved the world. We did this. They started getting turned on them that, oh, well, how did you know all of this? How did you know that this was all going to happen? So public perception, they got turned on. So what Takizawa saw was that, look, I have to save these guys or they're going to get killed. They're going to get blamed. So basically, he tricked them all into showing up at this warehouse. Basically, they were all naked and he had them shipped out of the country to save their lives.
Dubai.
And so, but he got blamed for it. And he also got basically down because he's like, yo, I tried to help. The people I used to help turned on me. They called me all sorts of things. So he tried to reset it, like just make himself forget. It was almost like he got depressed.
Aww.
So he basically said, all right, fuck this. And he basically erased his memory of the event that happened. The problem is the two guys that number 6 and number 1, they're like, all right, we'll just try again. So that's basically where the main plot starts off with them trying again, but him at the same time, him trying to figure out what the game is about. What is going on with everyone? Why is this going on the way that it was?
But why would he erase his memory if it was just because he just didn't want to remember what had happened? Because I felt like in the long run, that's going to fuck him over so much more just because you're emotional about it. I feel like he should know, like, with everything that's going on.
Let's put it this way. When someone is out that down at their lowest, don't some people wish they could just forget it all?
Well, yeah, but not if I'm in a game that's like my life is on the line and all.
Well,
of this.
He left enough. He did leave enough clues for him to just continue the game, and because that part was just him. All right, I did this. Now he erased that because basically that was a reactionary action he did. That wasn't toward continuing the game to save the game. That was for him reacting of what someone else was doing. He's, yo, this guy's about to kill millions of people. So he still kept himself. He still wanted to be in the game, but based on what he did to help everyone else, it fucked him up so much. He's like, I'll just erase my memory and continue the game as usual. As far as what he thought would happen.
It's pretty reckless.
It's
a pretty reckless guy, move. Yeah.
I think the show had trouble communicating to the audience like why he thought erasing his memory would be practical, not so much like why he would want to, but why it would be practical in that situation. Because, like, I don't know, like, if you're in a situation like that where you have this phone and there's like this mysterious benefactor and you have 10 billion yen or $73 million, like, kind of seems like something that you'd want to like make sure, okay, yeah, just forget the other parts and remember that part. But I think it did add to like the adventure. It did add to like the mystery.
That is true. Yeah.
And so from a storytelling standpoint, I don't think that it's, I don't think that it's a bad idea. I just think that from a personal standpoint,
real life,
it doesn't seem like something that somebody practical would do, unless it was like a Death Note sort of situation where like getting rid of your memories will actually like benefit you in the long run.
I saw it like that a little, because again, remember the technology to use, it wasn't perfect. So it wasn't like I could pinpoint specific things, because I mean, he still knew things. So it's not like he was a blank slate. It just took, I think it was like the center, a certain amount of time he said that he told him to take away. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that he said to take away. So it was, and I guess, and again, he did leave, like the first thing he had was a note telling him where to go to find his apartment and find everything he needed. So I think it was more based on the science of, I think it was more based on the science of how detailed him erasing his memory would be. And he left enough where he can get back into the game. Because then, I think by episode 3, we're introduced to the actual full game.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
there's 12 of them.
The like fact that he wiped his memory and he has to like basically set up clues for himself to remember, while all at the same time there's like people like gunning after him. I don't know. It just doesn't seem like it would be like a practical decision. But like I said, from a story standpoint,
it's fun.
It's a good adventure situation.
I feel like I have a hard time wrapping my head around it, just because I feel like I'm not smart enough and I don't trust myself enough to be able to wipe my memory
something out
and leave clues. No idea. Just really dumbass clues. Yeah. Like, I have no idea what this means.
I mean, you got to give me. So he was probably pretty just smart.
Not
smart. Yeah.
That's the thing. Like, he was so I'm just not smart enough. And I feel like a lot of people aren't smart enough to be able to like do that and pull it off, which is why I guess I have a hard time. Like, why would you do this? But he knew what he was. He knew what he was doing.
I give him this thing about to pull off the plan that he did in the first place. That was a lot. That was a lot he had to do. And I think that's why it was also funny, because everyone around him was focused on him. Mm-hmm. I was like, yo, what is number 9 doing? Oh my God, 99. Oh, look, like number 9's making, like, they were so, because of what he did in such a big scale, that's why everyone started gunning for him.
Didn't they think he was dead?
No, he just stopped using the phone for a while.
Oh, I thought they might have been dead or something.
Yeah, so that's what they assume. Like, okay, we thought you was gone. You didn't do. It's almost like all of us have our own Facebook feed, Instagram feed, where we only see what each other is doing. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. And it's like, what does that mean? Why is this person doing it? So, and I think, and that was also the thing of the game, that because everyone knows what everyone else is doing, it was almost like playing chess.
Yeah.
In terms of, I have to counter your move.
Yeah.
Stop. Like, even the nonsensical things he was doing, they were like, yo, why is he buying a plane ticket? Why is he buying a train? Who's he with? Even like when he, with him and Saki, what they were doing, like everyone else is looking, why is he doing this? Like, he had the attention of everyone.
Yeah. I mean, imagine if your Facebook feed had like every single transaction.
Oh my God.
Well, some people do.
Going to Wawa again.
Some people post up every little thing that they are doing.
God damn it, Frankie's ordering more wine. Why is she ordering more wine? What does this mean? What is she doing? Like,
oh God.
Oh yeah. But, go ahead. I'm sorry.
No, because I was about to. No, you go. You go.
No, you go ahead.
Okay, so the whole phone premise, or should we say the phone premise for last? Because Alex, I know that's your favorite part of this entire thing.
Yeah.
So we'll save that for last. So never mind. You go, Cole.
Okay. Well, I was gonna bring up the topic of the character, since we went into that. Takizawa, like I said, he wasn't unlikable. He just seemed kind of milquetoast, and being like
milquetoast.
Yeah.
What does that mean?
Milquetoast.
It means like bland.
I'm gonna use that now. I tell people, you're milquetoast. Okay, yeah. Continue. Sorry, continue.
he wasn't unlikable. It's just, he was just kind of like bland. But I mean, somebody with no memories like would be. So it kind of makes sense that he is. I just thought that it would like kind of like catch on a little bit later. And maybe it did for some people. It's just me personally. I felt that he was overshadowed by a lot of the other characters on the show. Like the hacker guy that has a worn pants in like 3 years.
Panties! Oh, I love panties!
He was my favorite character in the whole show. Yeah. Yeah, panties was cool.
Oh, you see? Like, you see? See what I'm saying? R.I.P. to a real one. Panties wasn't dead.
He wasn't dead. I was about to be like, he didn't die.
Wait, no, he didn't.
This is why I said watch the movie.
You gotta watch the movie.
The movies are like, it's not an extra thing. It is continuation.
I know.
It's not like, oh, a bonus.
Well, as where the show stands.
Well,
no,
I did.
Honestly,
they like dead. Did they explain how he was still alive?
Yeah, hold up.
That was confusing.
Hold up. At the end, he was in the hospital.
Okay. Never mind. I told you I didn't pay attention even too much towards the end.
Because when they were taking down the missiles, he's literally looking out the window like, I did. Like, he took credit for the whole thing.
Yeah.
He took credit for the whole thing. Like, I did it. I'm like, this motherfucker.
Like that they kept it open ended until that moment, though. Like, we thought he was dead.
I forgot that he lived. Because I'm like, why do I feel like I've seen more panties?
Yeah,
because
I was about to be like, no, he didn't. What?
Yeah, it did. No. It did seem. I did like it better as like a story perspective. I liked it better that we thought he was dead. I thought that was a good, like, impactful death, and that it actually meant something and it led towards something.
Well, so he's him, not.
But him not being dead necessarily ruin it, because he got to see the success of his own deal.
Yeah.
So there's that. But I feel like the Takizawa, even though he has like the most memorable like main character name out of like any of these, like I can't remember a single name from Madoka Magica besides Kyubey. And it's only
Madoka?
Because I want to say Kyubey.
You can't remember Madoka? Madoka, yeah.
Besides the show, but Takizawa, I remember his name just because it's fun to say.
I always thought Takizawa is like, because he was so, again, with no memories and so bland, he was the audience coming into this premise.
Yeah.
I think they had to keep him as low key as possible to not overshadow, because then if you only focus on him, I'm like, and again, this is one of this thing about this anime, it's the most out of everything, all the ones in the series, it's definitely the most realistic.
Yeah.
And then that's saying a lot, meaning it's the most grounded. So, and I think so, a lot of that, you're missing out on a lot of the over the top stuff. Because of how grounded it is. Like, this is the type of anime that can easily be made into live action.
Oh, yeah.
So seamlessly made into live. And that's, I think, why it was also hailed at the time, because of, like, even the animation style, like, of New York or the locales would seem photorealistic behind it. I think that was another thing that it reminded me of. You ever watched the Digimon movie?
The
Pokemon is better.
When they go into the internet.
Well, no, the one with the third one where they actually went into the actual wheel when they were in America.
No, I didn't see that.
Oh,
one.
Yeah, it was all part of the same thing, unless you watched it separately.
I only watched the first Digimon movie.
Yeah, it was in that one. Remember the fight? I don't want to sidetrack too much, but remember the first Digimon movie is not really a movie; it's just three separate stories that they stitched together.
Yeah.
So in that third, quote unquote, third part. When they were in America, and it was like they had like the photorealistic things of America and stuff, the locales were very grounded. That's what remind me of this one. Like, it's real Japan, real Shibuya, real locations, and they didn't really do it over the top. So I think that was another thing that also pulled me in. But
real
world
history events.
Yeah, exactly.
Because 9/11 was talked about.
They talked about that. So it was
I was gonna say probably the most endearing thing about Takizawa was that. Like, you could tell there were a lot of references to like movies.
Oh yeah, he loved
it.
That kind of kept me engaged in the first couple episodes. But I thought the like I said, I think it was like either the fifth or sixth episode is when I really, really started to tune in. And that was when they introduced the serial killer lady.
Oh yeah, Johnny Hunter.
Yeah, who was probably the most interesting character in the whole show. It was like her, the doctor that set up the whole like healthcare community. The cop, I feel like they were trying to make him really interesting, but I just couldn't get into his story.
Like, I didn't like how they got rid of him so quickly, though.
Yeah.
That was, way too fast.
He was what was keeping me watching, isn't that the voice, Yami, who else? Yami from Black Clover, and There's a whole bunch of other big ones. I'm focused on Yami a lot in my life right now. But no, he was like the main reason. Like when he, like, I'd say probably like episode like 3 or 4, when we were seeing more of him and stuff, yeah. I was like, oh yeah. And then episode, like, what was that?
When he died? Yeah.
Yeah. 5 or 6.
That was unnecessary.
Like, are you kidding me? Like, no. Like,
I think he was used to show like not everyone is like good. Well, I mean, it's like, yes, there's other people, but some people don't even care about saving the world or anything. Mm-hmm. It's just, you're giving me this power and I'm going to use it however the way I fucking want. Like, this whole thing was to steal his phone so he can have more money.
Which to didn't do whatever even work. The hell
didn't even work.
Yeah, I like the fact that did they explore like all 12 of them?
They explored about maybe 8 of them.
That's the issue.
They didn't go into, and that, well, and that's why when you talk about like the time of, they could have stretched it out more. I definitely agree with that.
Yeah,
this could have been stretched even other than the movies, because even the movies, which we'll get toward Dan and Andrea, so we can like elaborate a little more. The way they left that, and I looked at the year and I'm like, well, what the fuck? It was like the last movie ended was in 2011.
Yeah.
So I'm like, oh, these motherfuckers. Like, they left it so, they did resolve a lot of things and explained a lot, but even the way they ended,
they left so a lot much
on the table. But in the movie though, when they did show a lot of the rest of them though. They actually, I think, showed all of them, but they never went into them. I guess the view was, let's focus on this man, the people that affect him directly.
Yeah.
I guess that the fact that they didn't go into all 12 was another big one of my issues. Honestly, all my issues are just going to come back to the fact that the show is only 11 episodes. Like Madoka Magic, 12 episodes, it was perfect. That was it. I loved it.
Yeah.
But for this show, like, I think that's why I lost so much.
The premise was so interesting. I lost interest when I found out it was only
11, because I was like, okay, like I could, yeah, I'm going to watch the last episode, but it's still not going to be enough gonna be for done. Me to be satisfied. I needed more, which in a way is good. It's good you need to elaborate.
Yeah, it tells you that they were definitely onto something.
This easily could have been like a super, and it with as real world, and it's not like all the action and stuff and all of that. Like the fact that it was still able to hold me and stuff though, and that like I'm like, no, I need more of this whole like
definitely could be like game. Definitely could be like you said, like translated to like a live action.
Yeah,
like, definitely could be like a Hollywood like action flick for sure.
And another thing about this, it's very political. Like even there was some certain parts where they're talking about concepts of like when the needs Eden of These, the people that own the company. Well, basically, also for those listening, Eden of These is the name of a program where if you point the camera at something, it'll tell you everything about it.
Yeah.
It'll crowdsource information from when I watched it then, I was like, oh, well, we're almost there. We're not there yet. We're almost there. And and given the time period, because this was 2009, Facebook was really not Facebook as we know it in social media.
It was still the Facebook.
Yeah,
exactly. So social media hadn't exploded. So the fact that they saw this coming, where we're almost, give it 5 years.
Close to it, yeah.
We're very close, because they have Google image search where you take a picture of something. Put it in Google and it'll show everything about it.
And you know that idea won't go away, because the government's like, why track them when they can track themselves?
Exactly. People,
we already have their fingerprints and facial recognition.
And
now they're submitting their DNA to find their family lineage.
And that's another thing I like that.
We were able to put microphones in their houses. They bought it for themselves.
If you talk about something, you look it up on IG and now it's a sale. Like, we're there.
Yeah,
and like even it was so innocent of them, because they thought, oh, we're doing something good, you know, people can come together and help you. And I was like, oh, look at Instagram and Facebook as they first started. Oh,
the road of destruction.
I have a disclaimer for everyone. If you didn't already know, speaking about this whole little, you know, government phones and all of this, if you have an iPhone, it probably is with what do you Android users have, like something like a Siri in your phone type of thing? Is it Alexa?
It's Google.
It's just Google.
Okay, so just so you know, if you have your Hey Siri voice recognition on, that means your phone is literally listening to you 24/7 and your mic stays on 24/7 in order to hear the Hey Siri. So you're getting even more of those like ads when you talk about, oh, I'm just speaking about something and like, the ad pops up. It's because your Siri and your Google, if you have that Hey Siri and she pops up just from your voice, it's because your phone is, your microphone is on 24/7.
Hey Google.
Right? I just wanted to let people know.
If you also, if you do like a live photo, if you have Apple, when you do it and you like listen to it, it'll play 3 seconds before you press record. So it's still, it's listening to you.
Yeah.
Hello, Juwiz is Siri. Juwiz is Google.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, and as you go on, you see like, no, she is not a real person. That's a full AI system that they be, that was being used. And
see, I need her explained. See, they could have done a whole season of just...
Watch the movies. they literally show what she is. And
well, I will say, even without the movies, I thought that the whole idea of Juwiz was probably one of my favorite things about the show.
Mm-hmm. But they're so
man, we need a ride out of here, and then just say Juwiz, I need a ride, and all of a sudden a taxi would just pull up.
And
the guy will come out with your name on the sign. Like, I thought that was so cool.
I want to know how she's killing people.
It's gonna make people happy. Yeah.
Okay. So
that's what I want to know. Do they explain that in the movie?
Yeah.
How she's able to kill people? Because it was the cop guy who was just like, oh, bang, bang.
So what it is Juwiz is an AI program. And each Celesal has basically a truck where it's like a big-ass trailer-long AI computer system that's driving around over Japan. Them? And it's funny because the more they interact with them, the more Juwiz tailors to their personality. Mm-hmm. Andrea, do you remember the funny, which had me rolling, where like they showed more of the Celesal and they're doing different things? Remember the creepy guy?
And she's like getting so annoyed with him.
Yeah, she's like, he's like, oh, Juwiz. Like, basically, there's one of the Celesals, a creepy movie guy that makes things happen so he could have good film and good footage.
Mm-hmm.
So he would tell Juwiz to do something. Juwiz was like, I'm not doing that.
Yeah.
That does not serve, like, literally fighting with him. I don't see how this serves to save the world, like, helps toward making you a save. And he would fight with his Juwiz. So each one, the more they use it, it would become more tailored to them.
Yeah.
So, like, Takizawa's was nice. Oh, how are you doing? The movie, creepy movie guy would be like would fight with him. The serial killer would say.
She would be like, oh, you don't like me anymore?
Haven't killed anybody in months. Have I done something wrong? So each one was tailored to them based on their personality. The
interactions. Yes, I like that too, that like when you saw the movie, she like, Juwiz got her own personality too, instead of like being a robot and... It was different for each person. That was a really cool thing.
And also,
I'm not gonna lie.
Now I was gonna say more with Juwiz is basically it has access to everything. So if you need something done, so the fact that remember when the cop went bang bang bang, you saw there was someone at the side.
Oh.
So it would basically it would literally call like a hired killer or someone to be, and because he's done it enough, Juwiz was more tailored to him.
To know to have
a
hitman on standby.
Because he's got, exactly.
Not going to lie, the fact that it's Google a truck following them around kind of ruins the magic for me.
It's not following them. It's just driving around.
It's just driving around.
But
it's
still, it ruins the magic for me. I don't know why. Well, I wanted to think it was like
they moved it. Remember, remember when they went after it, they had to move it. That's why it was mobile. It was all in one place.
And I know, still just the premise of being an actual physical thing that's like, going around making all of this happen. I wanted it to be more of like a
like in the serial killer episode with the way she escapes where the glass breaks and she's got wings and shit. And
I don't understand how that
they never explained that.
They did.
Oh, I didn't
when they looked at her at her like spendings, it said like 80,000 yen and it was like a illusion kit or something. Okay. It was like grand illusion set or something like that.
Okay.
So she literally set up like a hologram light show in that room so that she could pull off that getaway.
How did she go up though? That's the question.
Probably it had something connected to
it. Okay.
She had like wires on. Yeah. But and like, that was something that like if you didn't pay attention because it happened like three scenes later, you saw on the phone that she got a loose kid. That was actually one of my favorite moments. I was like, that's cool. Like at that moment, I was like, what the fuck? Just
and like the main lesson of the whole end is like, with enough money, you can do almost anything you want.
Yeah.
And I think, well, okay, so let me explain the outside because, well, the outside, the number 12, remember, they said there's a servicer or the main guy that's
the successor to, or something?
Yeah, the guy that makes that looks at everyone to make sure that he was number 12. So the guy's name is Mr. Outside. He was basically a guy with a million. Again, same as similar to Squid Game. That's why when you said, I was like, not that far off. It's always an old rich billionaire guy that has money to spend and resources to live. So basically he wanted to change the world. He spent all his life trying different things, and he come across 11 people that he saw was a candidate that maybe they can do something. If I put the ability, again, with everyone says, if I had this amount of money, I could do this. So basically he called him out on that. And even with Takizawa, because there was a toward in the movie, he asked, well, why did you choose Takizawa? He's like, well, the guy gave me a newspaper.
Yeah.
And he said, he's like, I tried to pay him. And he's like, no, well, here's the difference. You could have it because I know you're going to actually read it. And so I don't need your money. I'll just use it from the people that's going to pay me and don't read it. And he's like, and then basically he brought up basically the same concept Mr. Outside was thinking about of if you had money, more people should devote their resources to helping more people and doing more good. And so that intrigued him. So that's why he's like, all right, we'll give him a phone. But again, it's different personalities. It's one thing to say it.
But I mean, I felt like he threatened these people into.
He was never going to kill them.
No.
That was just to make him keep him moving. That was an incentive.
Okay.
They explain like what really.
Well, I know
his end plan was.
Yeah. He did it. He actually did it toward the end because there is a winner. Spoiler alert!
There's a winner.
Wow! Big shocker.
Big shock.
Big shocker.
You didn't know. And
the main guy wins.
Yeah. And the way he quote unquote kills everyone else, Riggsy calls back to the beginning of the anime.
Yeah, he basically erases their memory. Yeah,
erases, using the same technology, so they all forget that they were part of, except for Takizawa.
Because that's in the movie.
In the movie toward the end. And so so basically he's like, okay, well, we found the guy. And the way Takizawa did it, like, he basically leaves a final message. It's a whole thing. The two movies basically, remember what the last thing he said at the end of the anime, that episode 11, after like he did the shot down the missiles, he's like, Juiz, I may be in a bit of a trouble here, so I need you to do something for me. He's like, what? Make me the king of Japan. So the two films follow the story of him becoming quote unquote the king of Japan. And everything Juiz does to help him reach that point. But then that's when the other Celestial says, well, what the fuck? No, I want to be king. They all see what his request was. So they start getting mad. Like, well, if he's all powerful, then that's pretty much a guaranteed win.
Yeah.
If you can guide the lives of everyone, like be all powerful. Basically, they was going to make him that he was the son of the prime minister and a natural successor type of thing. That he can be in a position of power to get things done. And so the other Celestials, and they also got inspired by him. Like they had the one lazy guy that was like, remember the one guy that was like, I don't really care about all this. I'm just here chilling.
Yeah.
He's like, why are you all of a sudden taking so much? I was like, well, after watching what number 9 did, because they call that, Takizawa got celebrated as the Air King. Because that sequence, that was the one sequence where I got goosebumps with, where he's standing on top of the ferry. He calls all the neats up. He's like, look, I'm doing it. Like, he basically took blame, similar to Lelouch. Haha, I told you I'd get him. Similar to Lelouch, where it's like, I'm the bad guy. Now, and look, there's a bunch of missiles coming. I need you now to all crowdsource your ideas into the Eden in the East. And then he links it with Juiz. He's like, all right, Juiz, do you have a solution? He's like, yeah. And then the scene where they just see the missiles and then the music kicks in.
I was about to say that the music for that scene.
Oh my God. It was
great.
Really good.
It was because you're literally seeing what his power, so to speak, of why he was so influential. The parts we didn't see when he saved them the first time, you're seeing it here where it's like, you see like the different planes coming in and shooting down the missiles. And it looks like, and then the last scene where he's like, bang. And gets knocked. He's like, look at me trying to be the Sundance Kid type of shit. Again, another movie reference.
Yeah.
That whole sequence I love because it's he finally became what he forgot he was. Like, he's like, all right, I am the bad guy. I have to fall into that. And he does it again in the end of the movie, too. He makes himself the bad guy again.
Hmm. Yeah, he accepts that role, which is always a good one. I can see why you've picked this one as an underrated, very occurring theme with the good guys who play themselves to be the bad guys for the greater good.
That's always hated.
Lelouch.
Like, exactly.
Yeah.
It's always going back. And that's actually one of the reasons why I got. That's why I like Code Geass, actually, because I had watched this first and I saw another way of, look, I have the power to change the world.
Mm-hmm.
Watch what I do with it. But again, the main thing which I'm also going to ask each of you, was the premise of having the phone, having the money, having access to Juiz, being told you have to change the world. So I want to ask each of you that. I'll start with Cole.
Okay.
Wait, what's the question?
Basically, we all have the phones.
Oh, we have to change the world for the good?
You got to be a savior. Remember, she says, noblesse oblige. I look forward to your continued success as our savior. I love every time she said, I was like, yeah.
Yeah, I was like, that's good. That's got to be like somebody's like text tone or something.
Yeah, I want that.
What would I do with the phone? Jeez. That's a hard question to do. Probably something. Because that's the thing, is like they're very vague with like the whole like, all right, you have to save Japan. They never really specify like how you do that. Because in my mind, the doctor did like the best thing out of anybody.
Yeah.
I was like, yeah, that guy did. I mean, he didn't change all of Japan, but he did something pretty incredible.
And even when he was talking to him, he's like, well, all you did was give bribes to people. But yeah, but look what I did.
Yeah.
And that's what Juiz did. He just bribed officials, allowed certain things to take place. And remember, again, I'm not trying to get too political in American climate, but everyone wants something.
Yeah.
And with money, you can make, which I love the scene where he made one of the ministers at the parliament say uncle.
Yeah.
And it was just simple phone call. Yo, tell him, give the phone to him. And then he went up there and said uncle. It showed the power of money.
Yeah.
Like that anybody can do whatever they want.
So the phone, I don't think that it would directly translate because $73 million was probably worth a lot more in 2011.
Yeah.
Yeah.
$73 million wouldn't do shit right now.
Okay. So I say we brought it up to maybe $10 billion. Okay.
Okay.
Billion. Let's say $10 billion.
I guess I would probably use it to, because you don't really have to like, you don't really have to explain to Juiz like how you want something done. You just have to say, hey, Juiz, get this done. And it happens.
She finds a way. Yeah.
So I'd be like, all right, bring down gas prices.
And it's funny with that. Like, so Juiz would simply say, all right, let's look, like do the calculations. All right, I need to go to this country. They need this. I will create a system where or the decision is made. Because I think a lot of these things, especially in our world, it's little things that build up to cause big change.
Yeah.
Like even like the whole, like in the movies where it was about making him king of Japan, it was little things about his life specifically that were so melded in that people were convinced it's the truth. Like the way he grew up. So Juiz found little things about his life. So even to the point where they didn't believe it at first, they thought it was made up, but it was always blurred because even as the audience, remember Andrea, we were watching, I was like, is he really the illegitimate son of Song? Like I was convinced, and then I believed it. And then right at the end, they're like, no, he wasn't. But they put so much things in place. So Juiz would basically take lowering gas prices. Yeah. It would go far and wide, making little increment changes in people's lives. And again, paying off so-and-so for making this decision or paying off the costs.
Yeah, so I think that there's probably like a million things that you could do that could probably make the world a better place. It would be probably a lot of like political shit.
Oh,
honestly,
that's what this was.
But I would be but it would be a lot more because obviously the political climate in America is very very different, very separated.
Money.
But it's all money motivated.
It's
so.
All down That's to money. True.
So I think there's a lot of stuff that I like. If you can be open ended with Juiz, there's a lot of shit that you could say like, "Hey, Juiz, make this happen." And if it would just happen, like Juiz sets up all the dominoes and knocks them down all on her own. You just have to tell her where you want the last domino to be.
So Cole, what is your wish?
What is your wish?
Yeah, he's like,
well, he said lower gas.
Well, no, no.
Is it lower gas prices?
I'd say lowering gas prices will probably be that wouldn't save America though.
That would help out a lot, I think.
Well,
you'd have to think of the ripple effect that would have though.
Yeah. I would just be like, all right, get all the geriatrics and people that are like over the age of 70, like out of office, and have them replaced with people that actually live normal American lives.
That could happen with Juiz, because then it's all about crowdfunding.
I'm tired of 80-year-old millionaires deciding what happens with a 30-year-old not millionaire's life. So just get them all out of office, convince them all to retire.
And
so
they had that conversation. And they had that conversation in Eating of These, where they were talking about, look, like when the Eating of These group, they were sitting around, they were basically like, so how would this happen? what could we do? Well, based on our climate, and mind you, even if it was Japan, it's still related to what it was here, because it's like, yo, the U.S. is nothing, but yet, look what we can create. Put, invest in the youth, help the youth out to create, bring new ideas, bring new things that fit the world we live in, that we could help each other out. And that's, because even toward the end of the anime, Andre, remember what the mall, what it became?
Yeah.
It became a place where people could come together, crowdsource ideas, have collections. It was, it came,
it's like a big consignment shop, basically.
Exactly. Like, where it's like, yo, did you, if you need something done, there's someone here that can help you. And that, because at the end of the anime, the Japanese economy tanked. Straight up tanked. It was, it, they, to the point where the rest of the world was like, what the fuck happened? But they also explained how slowly it was rebuilding itself.
Yeah, I would just say, Jewies, make all the boomers retire, and that would be it. Like, that would save the world, honestly.
But then you got to pay those boomers.
Yeah, but they're already paid. That's the problem.
Well, not all boomers. Well, you're thinking about the rich boomers. It's still the regular working hard boomers.
Oh, well, they can stay.
Andrea. Jewies,
all the boomers in power, make them retire.
Andrea, what would you do with the phone? You have a stats.
Would probably clean the ocean. Africa, and do ocean cleaning. And then I think I would want to focus more on environmental stuff, just because, as I know, politically, like, America is sucky, but we also, if you want to take care of America, you also have to take care of the earth, in a sense, because if the earth is gone, then so is everything else. So I would try to somehow clean up the ocean, and then just like greenhouse effect, kind of fix that.
Andrea would be the doctor of the show that, like, probably should win.
Yeah, yeah. But she gets killed off.
She gets killed off
by the boomers.
See, and then I'll be like, make me control people's subconsciouses I can do this anyway, right? I tie them two together.
Perfect. And
who knows if there's not some weird scientist off somewhere that just needed a little bit of funding. Right. To break that technology, and then Jewies found them and like, here, here's a bunch of money. Because that's what happened with the brainwashing thing. There was a company that was invested in that created that technology that allowed it to happen.
Yep.
Andrea, I mean, Frankie, I'm scared to ask.
Well, I have to use it for good.
Yes, you have to.
So I won't say my, like, political current issues, what my wishes would be, because I'm not trying to open that can of worms.
Not a political show,
Yeah, but I would make, my one wish would be for affordable living for everyone.
Yeah,
that would be mine. It's just for everyone to be able to afford a roof over their heads, food in their bellies, and decent transportation, just the bare necessities.
Yeah,
That would be my wish for everyone to be able to have a that. So I don't know if she would then, like, increase minimum wage or lower rent, or everyone gets
she would make all the boomers retire.
I'm
telling you, making all the boomers retire would make both of y'all problems.
Yeah
pretty much.
Well, who's like, I gotta say, it's not, you gotta be very specific when you say
the
that
boomers in power.
Boomers in power, you gotta say that. There's
the evil bad boomers in power.
Well, I mean, who's to say what's I think all the boomers should just step aside.
That is true.
They don't know what the world's like. Half of them can't use Facebook.
Yeah.
Oh, no.
And the other half shouldn't
be on
Facebook.
They definitely use Facebook. They definitely use Facebook.
Well, that's what I said. The other half shouldn't be on Facebook.
I'm trying to think, like, how.
Sorry, any boomers listening?
Because I know there's somewhat of a limitation on what she can do. So, like, if you were to say, oh, let's end racism,
yeah,
that's like, it's too deep to solve. That is embedded.
Yeah, because that's completely, like,
you basically gotta get rid of America.
All of history. Yeah.
Yeah, you gotta get rid of
that. Would be a Skynet,
pretty much. Yeah, they're like, oh, well,
listen, every human has the capacity to be racist, so no humans are allowed to be left, and then racism will be no more.
Yeah, it's too, that's too embedded in this. Especially, like, if we're in America, you're not changing that. That is, that's the DNA.
She explains in the movie that she can't, like, control people's personal actions or their thoughts or what they're physically going to do.
Yeah.
So you do have that limitation where you could probably make someone retire by paying them, but you can't make them want to retire.
Yeah, but you can make them retire. I mean,
you can. Yeah, you can put them into a situation where they want to retire.
Blackmail everybody.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So yeah, like that, like a forcing someone to step down situation, like blackmail.
Yeah, like what boomer in power can't be blackmailed somehow with like an omniscient AI in the background?
Yeah,
definitely.
Just pull out those zipped up files on their laptop and you're done, like all of them.
Yeah.
So yeah, I had a while to think about that, like about what I would do. Obviously the end goal is that the basic needs of humans shouldn't cost you, like water or just basic living, like so similar to what you said.
Yeah.
My how I would go about doing that is basically you got to invest in technology. You have to invest in making people's lives easier and block the monetization of said technology.
Because eventually it's going to turn into something where...
Because it's funny, like I love science fiction and a lot of the sci-fi, like Star Trek. Number one thing about Star Trek where they show up like what the future is, money is not a component of a lot of their lives. A lot of the things that that's why I always love Star Trek, because it's always the idealized, but one of the things is that money is no longer a driving force to a lot. It's more about passion, purpose, and what you want to do with your life. So if you take away the concept of money, I mean, yes, I have money, that's the irony of it, but you use that to get rid of it and you just provide the basic needs of survival, invest in technology, invest in like space travel, seeing more, getting out of your little bubble, because that's a lot of like ignorance and a lot of things in the world is based on that, based on your little bubble. Like if you go like 1,000 years in the past, millions of years, one person was in this bubble on this side, no, another person was on this side and they wanted what the other person had.
Mm-hmm.
And that's basically how human has been. But if you take away that and people say, oh, well, you won't have things to strive for. No, because it's given to you. Now you're free.
Yeah, I think that if the monetary incentive is kind of taken away, the only like steps forward in like technology and humanity will all be brought forth by people that want to do it because they want to better mankind, not necessarily
quality of life. Yeah.
For their, but I will say that it won't progress nearly as quickly because let's face it, there's been a lot of people that have done a lot of things that are good for humanity only because they wanted to get paid.
Of course.
Yeah. So it's a double-edged sword.
I mean, us being here, able for the very thing of us being able to talk to each other like this, thousands of miles away, I mean, you guys are closer to than I am to y'all, was based off what? A need of a necessity of, it wasn't about money. I mean, it was, but it was about people are stranded because this technology existed for years. Like we always talk about like with second rounds when we started, we did this a little, but it was so bad. The video was choppy. You're nowhere near getting this kind of sound quality. Yet in 2020, look how quick the technology jumped in a short amount of time to be this perfect. This did not exist in 2018, 2017.
But do you think that because it progressed that way, because we're getting into like we're getting into like a philosophical conversation now, but do you think that it progressed all that way because it was going to anyway, or because there was a monetary incentive to
speed,
improve it?
I think it was
going to happen anyway. I think it just wouldn't have happened so soon.
Exactly. Yeah. Because someone put the money toward it to allow it to exceed this fast. Even 20 years ago, the internet has, 30 years. I'm showing my age. Fuck it. 30 years ago, because 20 years ago to me is 1990. Fuck y'all. But 30 years ago, remember, we were using dial-up. We couldn't use, it was little thing. But look in the past 30 years, how quick technology, you telling me if someone just said, here's the money, here's the funding you need, without anyone's machinations of, I want to like cut them. Even like when we talk about like drugs and stuff, when things that could cure people pretty quick, what did they do? They said, no, cut this shit up, make it last hundreds and like a long time, charge this up the sky up like crazy because of the pursuit of I just want more money. I think as you slowly break down that system, you have to use money to do it, but that's why Dewey's is here and that's why you would have that ability.
Yeah.
Take away the way in speed technology. Of course, people are going to eventually try to catch on and find something new to charge. That's where internet bills and all of this shit came from, with a triple play for cable and all of this stuff for TV. People will always think, but if it's a continuous system where you can have it set in place over time, you know how far we could go?
Yeah.
We could end up in Star Trek in 50 years.
Yeah. I think that that it's definitely a good idea. I would say that it's kind of like, if I was to use an example, like movies today, like movies that are made just because, you know, they're going to make a lot of money are never as good as the movies that are made because the director has like an artistic vision.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So it's basically like cutting out, like, all right, all those movies that are made just because they're going to make money, like, you're basically cutting those out and saying like only the artists are going to make movies now.
Pretty much. Yeah.
Not to say that that would be a bad thing, because that means every movie will be made with like love and care of a creator.
And not just about money. Yeah.
But there are a lot of like movies that we enjoy that were made just because they would make money. So it's like I said, I think it's a double-edged sword, but I definitely think that that would be a good use of sell a sound money.
And yeah, so again, I know we're going back of the, we went off a little, but it still relates to Juiz and the whole system.
Yeah.
Of this anime, because basically we saw one version of how people would do it. And watching, well, how would we do it? That always intrigued me. That's why I liked it. Because I was being frustrated. I was like, oh, make this the choice. Don't do it that way. But I guess we also got to look, all of our decisions, remember, we are watching what each other do as well.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And so that, and remember, it's you want to win. If Frankie doesn't like what I'm doing, or if Cole doesn't like what I'm doing, or I don't like what Andrea is doing, what are we going to do? We're going to try to fuck each other over.
That's so scary to the premise. Yeah.
And that's basically what this was, where it's even the main guy, number one, like Andre, you remember when he explained in the movie, he basically lays out what he was trying to do. He was trying to take control of parliament. He was working with other people. He tricked Six to launch the missiles to create a crisis where he would be in a position to take over. And he actually presented it to Takizawa, like, will you back off? And because Takizawa was, and exactly what you just said, where it's so scary, you know what Takizawa told him? He's like, dude, why didn't you just come to me with this in the first place?
Yeah, because he's like, we all could have worked together.
Exactly.
And that's I like too that this whole show is like, yeah, the main goal is to do what you like, to be the savior and make like the world a better place and stuff though. But the path that you take to get there, like
I'll give it to Takizawa. One of the first things he even said, and one of the goals he had, is that when I meet Mr. Outside, I'm gonna punch him right in the face.
Yeah.
Because he's like, this is like, he recognizes this is a stupid system. It's stupid in terms of, why do you have people doing this? Why are you putting these people in a situation, making it, when you could? And toward the end, he does meet him. He doesn't punch him in the face because the guy's like, what, 90 years old?
90, yeah.
But he basically takes a slip and throws it.
Also, he is alive.
He's beside his. He was number 12.
In the show, they had said, oh yeah, he's like almost 100 now. He's probably not even alive anymore.
That was just them assuming.
Yeah.
But when you have money like that, do you really die? You don't die like that. That's the problem, that motherfuckers don't die. But that's a whole other thing. But yeah, but it's funny because toward the end, he actually says, all right, old man, I have a lot of ideas. You put me through all this shit. And they literally just drive off. When Andrea said they left it open-ended, they just drive off. So we don't know what they do. And the reason why I liked it, because no one knows the answers to saving the world.
Mm.
Everyone has their opinion. So I think it left it open where we can think, well, what did they end up doing? What is it? Like, maybe it's one of our choices of what we wanted to do.
Yeah.
And that's why I think they made it as short as it was, because it would have stretched too long where they just trying and failing. And that would get repetitive. So I think they left it as short as, like, this is a premise. These are what these characters tried to do. It's up to you. Do you think they succeed or do you think they not?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't think they succeeded because boomers were still around.
I think the only way to really make the world a better place, and honestly, I don't think the world ever will be a
There's always better something,
place. Yeah.
Only way is to rewrite history. That's literally to go back and just... is to rewrite, and even then you're still taking
see, and that's where,
but if someone's in constant that's where Alex's Madoka magic with his magical girl power comes into wish, is like the whole destiny, choosing fate and destiny. That's the only way to make the world
but then that's better. The world, like, not saying that he's wrong, but it's just what's better in his perspective, exactly. too. Like, it's
yeah,
one person's perspective. Just because I think the world would be better some way does not necessarily mean that that's what everybody agrees on.
Who are you to play God?
Yeah,
exactly.
Pretty much. Yeah. Well, there's another wish that could be made as well that would help, but
yeah,
that's a little too much for the podcast. I won't say anything.
I like how, like, yeah, a lot of people,
yeah.
Oh, I was just thinking about it. If I put my consciousness in a younger me, like, you have to deal with the moral dilemma. Like, should I stop 9/11?
Well, okay.
Well, you, I was like, yeah.
Well, I was in fourth grade at the time, but, you know, I could call someone, you know.
But here's the thing,
Cole. I'm going to believe you.
I wouldn't go back that far because to not deal with that.
I'm curious. Wait, I'm going to try.
It happened already. Like,
I'm curious, Cole. If you could go, where would you go? Like, what age would you go? I'm going to see if you're going to make the right decision.
I would go to like 20.
2020? Okay, that's not bad. Okay.
No, not 2020. Like,
20 years old?
Like when I was 20 years old.
So here's the problem, Cole. And again, that's why I love the concept of time travel and summoning. Guess what? You know what you just said? You basically said you wish to give up Sam and your son.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
Exactly.
Oh.
Or I can find them sooner.
No, because...
Aiden wasn't born yet.
Exactly.
Oh,
that's,
yeah.
There's a movie I want that I know we're going off a little tangent, but you ever saw About Time? It's Rachel McAdams. Like,
yeah.
Remember that part where he did and what happened? He lost his daughter.
Oh, yeah.
And they always said, if you can talk, because basically the guy had the ability to travel back in time. So, like, he had messed up his first time with her and then he went back in time to get it right. But then as he got better, he went back before his daughter was born. And he changed things just enough that he lost his daughter.
And there's no telling what ripple effect you would have to, like, there's no telling what ripple effect, like, or butterfly effect you have to by going in time thinking like, oh yeah, this, and then we'll just have everything play out. Like, there's no telling. You decided not to go to McDonald's one day and go to Burger King.
And
there's
again, choices.
No telling
what
ripple effect that's going to have to change the rest of your life.
I could go back like a maximum of 24 hours.
That would be good. I wouldn't mind that. Like, I'm like, but then who knows what you gave up in those 24 hours?
Yeah.
Just because something went bad, who knows what you gave up? That's why my power would come into play, because then I would be like, Cole, don't do that. Because if you do that, this is what's going to happen.
Now,
I don't think you should do that.
With your
there's
power,
a Nicolas Cage movie about this.
Now, with your power, Alex.
Yeah.
Do you get to see that person's indefinite, like the rest of their life by the choices that they make?
No, because it's always fluid.
So that's the thing. You don't know what they're giving up by not choosing the only path. Well, no, you only get to see so many years and
based
so much
on
time,
like,
into the future, but there's no telling if things
I just see where the path. I mean, I would again, but it's like, yeah, it would be a very narrow view because it would depend on how far I'm willing to look.
Yeah, that's like, the yours, like, you would need to know.
Like, if Cole makes this choice, what happens? What are the end effects? And then here's the thing that changes because then Cole decides to make new choices.
Exactly. Yeah. I was about to say it's constantly going to be moving. I think the only difference thing, if I could go back, I would go back to beginning of the whole pandemic when we were getting the employment checks, and I probably would have saved them a little bit. I would have done the PPP loan because I'm coming after them, but I was getting the unemployment checks. I definitely would have been
I'm going back to whenever this Mega Millions drawing was done. Play those fucking numbers. I don't care about what happens.
Yeah,
Let's be real. Oh, I'm gonna change the world. No, fuck that. Take me back to the last Mega Millions drawing. I'll take it from there.
Yes.
Then again, who knows? And again, I don't know where my life is now because I don't have my powers.
It doesn't matter. You have almost $1 billion.
Yes.
It's probably gonna be up to a billion by.
It's a billion now.
You have a power that you only need to use once, and then you become a cell.
Yes.
Ah.
But yeah, so and the reason why I was the one talking about, so I was like, why is this underrated? It's very heavy. It's a lot going on.
Mm-hmm.
And most people, even when I watch, and it's similar again to Cole with yours, in terms of it's a lot that you have to wait to come because it's just giving it to you.
Mm-hmm.
So there's a lot. The only thing with mine is that yours was like there was a lot building up to it. Mine, again, because a short amount of time. They kept going, but it was just keep going. And it's grounded. So there's not a lot of, except for the guy that's in love with Saki, with her, the girl, even though we barely mentioned her. That was the one thing about it. She was really not necessary.
Okay.
They loved her.
I'm sorry. I didn't care for her. I really didn't.
No, she was chasing after some naked boy.
Yes.
She just met. when there was this other guy that she was lying to, and my heart broke. Even though I hate what's his name, Toshi.
Yeah,
that poor
even
guy,
though man. I did not like Toshi, my heart broke from him when she went riding by on the back of the.
Yeah, and he just said, "You see him looking like I was like, oh, fuck that bitch."
He got done so dirty.
Yo, like super friend, not even friend zone, just.
She zoned him, yeah.
That was just like, I don't give a fuck about you, zone. Like, she literally just threw her whole life away.
She got lucky that he was a decent guy. That was luck.
Because I would have completely understand if he just went AWOL and just completely ended up like murking people left and right after that. Like, I would have understood. I'm surprised he didn't try to kill the Takizawa. Very
That would have been very cliche.
Yeah, he settled for trying to.
They didn't make him the hater. I mean, he hated us a little bit.
He quit the group because he was like, "If y'all gonna work with him, I'm out." Deuces.
That was a little haterish, but
which was understandable.
His principles.
Yeah, like you just met this guy. You're letting him into the company. You let him into all of this learning because he's a mature.
Didn't she not show up for some like? Important thing she was what did she yeah. like she was
yeah, no
for,
they had like a date or something and then he saw her go by her on a motorcycle
one of her interviews which, or something oh, and all
in
of
the
that
very
like,
beginning yeah.
Yeah they were yeah and if you're supposed to meet up with a girl and then you see her pass by you with a guy on a motorcycle
kill yourself right there.
No. Like, fuck that
that's why when he got caught and even when they played with the aspect that I thought he got caught I was like they're really gonna kill him like that? He gets caught by the chick, and now he's gonna get killed because he. And then he turns out he just went into a depressive slump and hid away from everybody.
Yeah.
I
didn't like the girl. Yeah, the girl I could have gone without, but I did.
And everyone
like
was in love with her. Even Panties was like, "Did you bring the Baker girl with you?" And I'm like, "Why do we care? Just because she has the colorful hair in the show does not mean she be of significance."
I like the young hacker girl, their friend. The young hacker girl, I liked her too. That was helping them.
I liked her, but she was kind of forgettable. That is the thing. Like Cole had mentioned earlier, a lot of the characters are like, it all comes down to the show needed to have been longer. The show.
Or do like a World War Z thing where every season is a different Cell SL and what they're doing and have it like interlock.
Yes, sorry, that would have. Oh my God. That's.
Yeah.
Because like I said, I only lost interest because once I found out like, yeah, this is only 11 up, but like, this isn't going to be enough. Because
what would be cool is if they did like a vantage point thing where like season one is about 9 and like you said, there's like 8 Cell SLs that they touch on. What if like season 2 was about number, you know, that one and then season 3 is about the other one and you could do 4 more seasons of the Cell SLs
and the last season,
just watching everything happen.
And the last season is about 12.
Yeah, and the last season, it just all comes together.
See, like I said, this could have been a show that could have definitely have been like you said, like so many seasons, and I would be there for all of it. Like honestly, I don't even know if I'm gonna. I think I'm gonna watch the movies, but I'm not.
I would just because I think the movies kind of
they do a lot in terms of like
they don't
advancing and closing the story.
But I feel like they don't completely close the story, but they give you the show kind of ends. Not with the Cell SL, the movie touches more on that.
Yeah.
It doesn't end it completely, but it gives you more of like that side of it.
The show, well, the movies and the thing does end the whole Cell SL saga.
Well, it
just opens up to see what's next. It's almost like if this was a Cell SL arc.
Yeah.
It closes the Cell SL arc and opens up, okay, what next would they do?
Yeah.
Still. Yeah. I think that, yeah, I'll probably watch the movies if I have like a sick day or something and I see it.
I would recommend it like just to kind of finish the story.
Yeah. If I see it like coming on my list up, like, yeah, I might sit down and watch it. Yeah. But I will say that for a premise as good as it is, because it is undeniably a good premise, just the feeling of it could have done more. I think that, I don't know if we're to this this part of the discussion yet, but I do think that this show does deserve to be underrated.
I was gonna say the same thing, Cole. If there was more, if this was like 5, 6, even 10 seasons, I'd be like, yes, no, everyone needs to watch this show. But it's to me, it would just make people angry that there's not more.
Yeah,
that's what I'm at now. We're talking about it more, and I've been angry.
But isn't that? But when you think about it, that's a good thing because you want more.
Yeah.
You want
but
the fact that
like,
it's not
that
like
there isn't.
Yeah, that is. And that was mine. That's why I chose it. I was like, it's underrated because I was like, this, it stays in my mind a lot because of like getting the premise of wanting more. But I see, like you said, it definitely deserves to be underrated because it's definitely not my favorite, obviously, but there's so much meat on this bone that I wanted more of.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That I was like, ah, yeah, it deserves to stay in its category as underrated, where it's something where it's like, yo, check out any of these. Oh my. And then, cause guess what? There's a lot to talk about it.
Yeah. Yeah.
There's a lot attached to it of, but you see why it's not at the top. I mean, critically, it was acclaimed, of course. It was.
Oh yeah. Like if
critically
you, if
you, acclaimed. Yeah.
If you just Google most underrated animes on every single list, this one shows up.
Yeah.
Every single one.
Yeah.
So, but I will say that it's definitely a sandbox that they could have made more castles in.
That way. Yes, I agree. Yeah.
They're so they definitely could have milked this one for some money. You know.
Yeah.
That's where we needed this one.
But I will say we're not on the inside. We don't know the reason why. Like it could have just been it didn't take off as like popular as they thought it would, so they just didn't get funding for season two or something. I mean, for God's sakes, look at freaking Invincible. Like people freaking went crazy for that show, and season two still isn't out.
Well, yeah, they're filming. Well, I think
they're releasing season two and three back to back.
Yeah, and I think COVID played a part. Yeah,
back to back.
COVID played a part in that one.
Yeah.
Why they had
yeah.
to.
Would, and the same like, with my pick too, Scissor Seven. COVID played a huge part in why there's not more. I
can't fucking wait for them.
I know.
Well, I'll use a better example then, like Dead Man Wonderland, for example. Like, people love that show, and they never made a season two ever. So.
That and that's so many animes like that where it's like they just your thing, which you were talking about earlier before Devil is a Part Timer, 10 yeah. fucking years.
Yeah,
I looked at that, I was like, 10 years,
it was 10 years, it was 10 years old. I watched it like 5 years ago and it seemed long to me.
10 years, really think about 10 years. That's not cool.
Yeah, that's dude,
but there's so much cool. going on, especially in the end Japan in terms of animation stuff. Again, they get we've heard stories of how these guys get over. And if you look at the polish of this anime, you could tell this is not no weekly shonen thing. Mm-hmm. This yeah, is no. something with a lot of polish that they took a lot of care into developing and bringing out their story. So it's like certain things like this, I'm cool because of what it is. It is a little thing pocket where it's like it's hidden and it's underrated.
Yeah, I like it for what it is. I will say. There's, I mean, I could say, shoot, 20 years ago, I would have said the same thing about Star Wars. I would have said like, yeah, Star Wars is like this huge universe and all we have are these three movies or 25, 30 years ago.
And now,
look showing the age again. Now see how that works? 10 years ago, like 10 years ago. This shit was 2020.
Yeah, 20, I was going to say.
That is 21 years ago.
Yeah, episode one came out in 98 or 99.
That's more than that. So, Jesus Christ.
If we go back to 1997, that was my biggest thing was like, yeah, it's a sandbox that they haven't done that much with.
And
so what, I kind of feel like it's the same.
The last one came out 2013. So again, it's about 10 years. Who knows? They may announce Eden Aziz is returning. Who knows?
Yeah.
Oh, look at Trigun. Yeah. Took him forever to finally
to restart.
Yeah, to restart. Yeah. Oh, and then Attack on Titan. How many years did we have to wait in between seasons one and two?
But at least we knew there was more coming with that.
Maybe.
At least this we have no idea.
I will say I will always take a Dead Man Wonderland or a Eden of the East where it was good for what it is and it never continued. Then let's say like a Game of Thrones where it just got run into the ground and now you hate it.
Oh, God.
Like,
Star Wars, cough, cough. Like
Supernatural, cough, cough.
Scissor Seven, cough, cough.
I'm no, because Scissor Seven still has.
But oh, it's on. It's Yo, production Heroes. Has been halted.
I could bitch about Heroes all day.
Yo, like, that is so the biggest letdown in television. It's one of the biggest letdowns in television history.
Oh my God, yeah.
When I say the hype that came, that it hurts me even thinking about it like these days, where it's like, The hype train and the shit that show was on in that first season.
Dude.
But that's the thing, like with production wise, with a lot of these shows, like even anime, it's always the behind the scenes stuff that there's a reason for it.
Yeah, the writer.
It was the writer's strike that messed them up. So it's always something like where a lot of these shows that's why I like watching like television documentaries and behind the scenes stuff because I always want to know more.
So
and, like a lot of what I do now is just going by. Let's see what happened back then behind the scenes.
It all comes down to this is one of those examples where you either live long enough to die a hero or you live long enough to become the villain. Like, so I think this is one of the situations where the show died a hero. I didn't feel let down at the end of it. I just felt like I wanted more, but that's much better than getting way more content. And then by the end, you're like, wow, I wouldn't even recommend this to somebody.
Yeah.
So I will say I will take the former.
That is true. I don't know. I'm just being greedy.
Frankie, not everything can be Naruto Shippuden where it's literally good from start to finish. Like, no. That is an outlier. We need to
accept that. And then you live long enough to become the villain is One Piece. So,
or again, Bleach is coming back. And that was that's the same amount of time, 2014 to now. And they're finally coming back. So again, time will tell.
Yeah.
Time will tell.
Who knows?
All right.
Steins Gate season 2 coming back. And
this don't do it. Don't do it.
They can keep that.
No, nope. Honestly, I wouldn't want that because I feel like they would ruin it because I have zero faith. Coming.
No.
We're going to go to the Zeta world line.
Oh, don't fuck off.
I will literally end it all if a Steins Gate season 2 gets announced. I
wish. Do they not have a season 2 or is it
No, that Steins Gate 0 is not a sequel. It's like it's a sidequel, if you want to call it that.
Oh,
optional to watch.
Yeah, it's a sidequel. It's
non-canon. Not
really it's canon.
It's canon.
I'm just shitting on it.
But no, I can't wait. The day
it's canon in the same way that like episodes 7, 8, and 9 for Star Wars is canon.
No. Don't do that to that.
It's only canon because the people that made it say it's canon. It's not canon to anyone else.
I give it more respect than that.
No, I don't like them.
It's like an extrapolation. They took a little thing. Because again, you know what it is? It's like Rogue One is to Star Wars. That's what Steins Gate 0 is.
Oh, yeah, well, yeah.
That's basic. I loved Rogue One.
Rogue One was amazing.
I freaking loved Rogue One. Like, of all the sides of the stuff of the new era in terms of films, I put Rogue One as number one.
I would say it's the best one.
I love it so much.
But no, I was saying like in the regards of like canon. Seven, eight, and nine are only canon because they say it is. It's none of us consider it.
We're all linked to the Star Wars shows for the hope that that stuff gets undone. And there is a hope with Ahsoka. That stuff can be undone, given what Ahsoka is going to be dealing with in her show. It can be done, but that's also a money thing and egos. They won't let it happen, but it could happen.
We'll see.
But yeah. All right, everyone. That concludes our underrated anime episode for Eden of the East. Of course, for our next episode, we saved the very, very best for last. My pick, Scissor 7. I can't wait for you guys to finish this and just finally like see what me and Alex are like. I don't think we're overhyping it either. I genuinely don't think we're overhyping it.
I hope you're not.
I'm mad I wasted my rant right after I had finished it when I could have saved it for you. I know. I can re-rant. It's no problem for me to re-rant.
Yeah. No, because I'm upset because you finished it before I did. Which I don't even know how.
That's what also pissed me off.
And you were like,
"I'm talking to her about I'm talking to her about concepts that she has no. I'm like, isn't this what you chose? You didn't. And I zoomed past
because once it got me, I didn't think you were gonna finish it that quick.
It got me.
You finished it in like 2 days.
It got me.
Yeah. So I can't wait to see what you guys say about my pick because my pick is the best of all of them. Just saying. So yeah. Wow, Cole. Wow. Okay. All right. We'll see. We'll see, Mr. Steins Gate. My favorite anime in the entire world is better than Naruto.
I didn't say it was better than Naruto. I said it was my favorite.
You said you like it even more than Naruto.
Yeah, liking it and thinking that it's better are completely different things.
This is definitely
Return of the Jedi I like more than Empire Strikes Back, but Empire Strikes Back is objectively a better movie.
I keep bringing back Star Wars. Process. Okay. All right. Well, thanks again for tuning in, everyone. We will sign out in alphabetical order because that's the easiest.
Of course. Damn it, Andrea. You and your damn you. end to end. You could have been Andrea, and then you could have just went first. But yes, well, I mean, it's
wait. N comes after L.
Nope, you're still first.
Still first.
Come on, Mr. Teacher.
No, I said she could have been. No, no. If you heard, I said she could have been Andrea.
He doesn't teach
the A, the U, and the N.
Teach that though, so we're good.
Yeah, and I teach special.
That's a completely different. Right, I guess. A completely different.
I'm teaching them how to like. Don't blame me.
That's a completely different name, though.
Yeah, I don't care. But no, it's actually fitting because this was my episode, my series, and I like how we agree. Yes, it definitely deserves to be underrated. But there's so much meat on this bone that it would intrigue someone if you said, "Yo, what's underrated? Go watch this anime," because there's a lot to talk about. Presentation, like I said, it's very grounded. It has a lot of elements relatable to our world, even today and for years to come. Because I think none of these concepts will ever go away. Like of using technology to get things done. It has AI, like of AI, or what would you do if you had money? Like all of the concepts of money, politics, making people's better lives. What are our directions? The youth viewed as useless, as like Cole says about the boomers. Looking at us and judging, making judgments of our lives, or calling us neets or the scum of society. Like it has all those elements that I think is timeless. And yes, it's short and they leave it very open-ended, but I do recommend you guys actually watch the movie so you can see how a lot of the story beats close up. I know I spoke a lot, but there's still a lot in terms of like how he becomes the prince, or how he's made to become the prince, and of how everyone is trying to like get in his way. So there's a lot there, and yeah, I liked it, and it still stick with me. Even rewatching it, I'm like, yeah, I remember why I like this. And it's funny because I'm older now than when I first watched, so it even sticks with me more as an adult, making choices on my life, doing things, and like, do I still feel the way? Do I still want, because the choices I wanted to make when I first watched it versus now, way different.
Oh yeah,
way different. Yeah. Like based on if I had that ability, and that just shows with maturity. And who knows, we watch it like 20, 30 years from now, we're in our 50s, or some of us in our 40s or whatever.
I'll say us in our 50s. Yeah, for no,
I'll be 55, you'll be what, 48. So you're up there. But it's like, do we still see it the same way? Are we still willing to make the same decision once life has kicked our asses? Who knows? It probably will change. So yeah, that's why I like it, because of the message of its timelessness.
Okay, I guess that's me then. That silence was my cue. But yeah, I agree with everything Alex said. It's an interesting anime. It definitely deserves to be underrated. I don't know if I would call it my favorite, but it's a good one to like sit back and think about. It gives you like a lot to think about and what you would do in this situation, because it's so real world. Like, it just makes it easier to kind of put yourself in that perspective. But yeah, I'm also excited to talk about next week's episode. I'm keeping all of my thoughts, opinions, and personal feelings to myself on, because I think it's funny. So we'll see what we think about it next week.
Coca-Cola.
My turn. I definitely agree. I think that this conversation does, it can spark a lot of like really, really interesting conversations. Like we went into, it almost got into like a philosophical conversation at one point. I think that, it does stick with you. Like you'll remember it. Even if you don't remember like every single detail or any of the characters' names a few years down the road, if you haven't watched it again or haven't watched the movies or anything, like you'll still remember it. Because it's just such a cool idea. And I think that having something with a cool idea that's the first step with making like any like good entertainment. If you have like a really, really good idea, that's the first step. The execution, I think, it's important, but it's not, well, I won't say it's as important, or it's more important or less important, but I would say it's equally as important. You can make a movie about nothing and make it really, really well, or you can make a movie with a really, really cool idea and it's not executed great, but it still sticks with people. So yeah, I think that the premise is really, really good, and it's going to stick in my mind. It's going to be memorable. Just get Michael Mann to direct a movie about it. You know, Because I actually got when I was watching the show, it kind of reminded me, there were some parts that kind of reminded me of the movie Collateral, if you guys have ever seen that.
If you could get
like Michael Mann and Michael Bay together and just have Michael Mann do the special effects and have Michael Mann do like the script and make a movie of this, like people will like it, and then it'll have people watch the show, and then they'll finally make a season two because it'll get hyped. So there you go.
I like how no one said their name as they were signing off. Yeah. Wow.
I'm Alex. It's all right.
Well, we said Cole's name, so
we didn't say your name, Andrea.
Yeah, but
Cole wasn't paying attention. That's why we had to call him out.
Or Alex.
I'm sorry. I was trying to Google. I was like Collateral director. I forgot his name. It was Michael Mann because I kept thinking Michael Bay, but yeah.
So I am Frankie, aka Pixel Potato. And this anime, if it was longer, could easily be in my top 10 if they had stretched it out. And that's saying something. Like, there is so much potential in this. They still did good with what with the 11 episodes and the two movies I have yet to watch, though. But In conclusion, I just need more. I need a lot more. I need them to dive into all the aspects and all the characters that were introduced, all the premises, every little thing. Just, I need a separate season on each thing, because it's just it felt
like you read the back of a book instead of reading the whole book.
Exactly. Thank you. I've read a synopsis, and that's what I felt.
Read the
like
cliff notes and then did a book cover on it.
Yeah. And I just need so much more of this. So yeah, it should stay underrated, but it is something that definitely I feel like a lot more people should watch, because maybe if we get more traction going with this, they can go ahead and come out with a second season. So yeah, wink wink, nudge
that's
nudge.
The power of all these shows, of underrated shows. You want it to, some you want at the forefront, some you just, nah, I'm gonna keep this to myself.
Yeah, but it is a nice little thing too to keep to yourself. Steingate definitely should have been kept to itself.
Listen, I'm keeping that even dear to my heart. Don't touch my Steingate. I love it just the way it is.
I know. I just like shitting on the show.
mean to me.
Yeah. Oh, make sure you listen to the last episode, Cole, because we shit on Steingate a lot. Just sleep with that so much. Got personal.
Okay, it's good to be wrong. It's okay to be wrong sometimes.
But thanks again, everyone, for tuning in. Make sure you listen next week for whatever day the episode gets uploaded. It's a nice little surprise. It's like a mystery box. You have no idea what day the episode's gonna come out.
You're wild,
you're
crazy.
One out of seven chance.
Yeah, exactly. One out of seven chance.
Keep the people guessing.
Yeah. Keep you on your toes. Be unpredictable. Never let them guess your next move. Right. So yeah. So thanks again, everyone. And we will see you guys next week.
Thank you for your service as a savior.
Yes. Oh. Noblesse oblige.